Hello, it's the 2nd of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Residents along the proposed east-west rail link through Bedford have been left furious after receiving letters telling them their houses might be demolished. Some residents were told that the compulsory purchase order might be made on their properties, with others being told they will have to give up some of their gardens. A small number of the affected residents did not receive any communications and only found out their houses were at risk when attending a local meeting on the matter. The East West Rail Co. said the plans were a reasonable worst-case scenario for the changes affecting the Poets area if this route is approved. Check the show notes for a link to the plans. Local charity YMCA Bedfordshire has broken away from the main YMCA group and is now called Impact Housing and Support. The mission of the charity remains the same, but they've taken on new projects the YMCA typically don't do, so felt standing on their own was the best step to take. North Bed's Liberal Democrats received widespread condemnation for delivering election material designed to look like real newspapers and magazines. Called the North Beds Observer and Bedfordshire in Focus, the items were distributed to many households and present political opinion as editorial content. So far, there has been no evidence of any other political party using this deceptive practice, and the Lib Dems were obviously caught using the same tactics to influence the Police and Crime Commissioner vote. After the very welcome mini heatwave recently, we're sorry to report the temperatures in Bedford are soon going to plummet. With the mercury as low as -2°C and lots of showers, some even think Bedford might end up getting some snow. There is no more from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.